So what are we up to? The top of Yudah and base. Ruf Amar Ablaza. That's us. 7 lines from the top. 6-7 lines from the top. Ruf Amar Ablaza la hichshiru boy ala eid echad kusi bilvad. Way the Gemara explained the fact that the Yisrael signed second and he left room for the kusi to, either the kusi signed first and he saw sees, or the Yisrael was mechaber the kusi to sign first. Because Eli get to have to sign Zebif Nezeh. So that's an indication that the Kusi is an observant Kusi. Otherwise, the Yisrael wouldn't have signed. So that's why it says, Lehirshiru boy, Ella, Erechad Kusi. If one is in the Kusi and the other one is in Yisrael. So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of Rab Lazar is an Amayra, the Talmud of Rab Yechanan? What's the Chiddush Makamashmala? Isn't that what it says in the Mishnah, Tanina? He's just saying over in the Mishnah, Kol Ked Sheish Olav Eid Kusi, in the singular. Mara says, no, one could have read the Mishnah differently. Imi Masnis, and if you wouldn't have Rav Loza's comment, one could have insisted, Havi Amina, one could have said, Afila Trey Nami, even 2 Eid in Kusim would also be good. Vahadik Tani Chad Mishim De Bishtoris, Afila Chad Nami Loi, in Shtar Shtoris. But there isn't such requirement of Eid, Reinim Chos, Mel Ezevet Nezev. One might have thought, Afil Echad Nami Loi. But by a get, even if they're both kusim, we would be making Kamash Malon. Rav Loza tells me that the Mishnah is to be taken literally. By get, you're only Machsha, Eid Echad Kusim, Eid Echad Yisrael. Mora says, but it's against the Mishnah. Utrei Lo, is that true with what Rav Loza said? Utrei Loi. If they're both the Eidim Akusim, we would not be Machshirit by a get. Vaktanim Isa Vil, if Nei Rab Gamlil, Kvaros Noi. Get Yishav Hayu Eidov Eidei Kusim V'Hichshir. It sounds like both were Eidei Kusim. How do you deal with that? Amar Abai Tini Eidov. It's a misprinted. The Mishnah should say in the singular, not Hayu Eidov Kusim, Haya Eido Kusi. Rav Amar no. Perhaps Lioilam Trey and Rabbi Gamliel Miflik Palik. Rabbi Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakhama because the Gemara had an Amar Aleph. That's really the sugya and chulin that Tosis talks Barichas about. But what are the three different opinions among the Tanoim? There was a machlo in the Ekusim in the days of the Tanakh, Geiri Aroyas, they were Goyim Gemurim. And the Kusim in the days of the Tanoim was a machlokes by the Kusim Geiri Amos, or Kusim Geiri Aroyas. And the Sugya is working with the assumption, like Tosis says on the last line, in Ilab the Kusi, Anomid Beis, Yudamid Beis, Ilab the Kusi, Tosis said the Sugya here was assuming Geiri Amos. This is before Rab Meir was Gozer Aleim Liyaska, before the Gemara and Chulna says there were two Gzeiris, one after the other. Before the Gzeiris, at the time that it was assumed Kusim Ageri Emes, but still, they were not Nehmonim on everything. So there was a Machlokes HaTanaim. To what extent can you rely on the Kusim? On Torah Shebichsav, on Torah Shebal Peh, to what extent? So the Gemara says, and Rava says, Rabbi Gamliel disagrees. He holds that even 2 Eidim is kosher. Aye, but the Mishnah doesn't read. The Mishnah doesn't read well. If Rabbi Gamliel disagrees, Mishnah says, Kol get sheyesh alav eid kusi pasul. Other shtaris eid kusi pasul. Chutz mikidin noshim. That if you have eid echad kusi is good. Then it tells you, a maisa shoy, a maisa shi, the maisa contradicts. The Maisa Shoya contradicts the Psak. So the Gemara says, perhaps it's Chisurim Mechsuber V'Hochikatoni. There's a line missing in the Mishnah. It should say, Rabbi Gamliel Machshir Even Shnayim. Maisa Nam Shevil, if not Rabbi Gamliel, V'Hirshir Even to him. Okay, not too important. The old Machlag Zabai V'Rabbi is historical. Shaila had it. What did Rabbi Gamliel say? But whatever he said, we don't have to paskan like him. We paskan like Reb Lozer explained it. Reb Lozer the Amora explained it in the Mishnah. The Rani Machshev is a Rechad Kusi because the fact that he saw signed after him is an indication that he's a Kushi Kosha. Okay, a good Kusi. Then you have the Gemara, Kolosh Tar Soil and Barkois. Fine. So we read that Gemara. What was the Machloikis? But he hauled from Dina to Machus Adina. We do accept Dina and Machus Adina. So we said, The Chazon Ish elaborated upon the Rabbein Yoin and Bava Basra that the different cases, sometimes everyone agrees he do say Dina Machusa, sometimes everyone agrees he don't say Dina Machusa, and sometimes there's a Machlaikas. So here, the Shaykh to have a Machlaikas, it's not that they went to court because there was a court case between Reuven and Shimon. Dina Machusa, one aspect of Dina Machusa is that every country has to have a legal system. You have to have a court system. You have to have a legal system that the judges should pasken based on a legal system. So they have, every country has a right to institute a legal system. There's a Ramban al Torah that's Vayishlach, it's questionable. The Ramo has a tshuva where he understood the Ramban to say that the Nochem HaMechuyev to observe everything that it says in Choshen Mishpat. You have to follow all of our laws. The Pashtus is, we, even though the Ramo says like that, the Pashtus is, we don't assume like that. The Gemara Bava Kama seems to be against it. We said the Gemara Bava Kama says, if a Jew and a Nochri Ovid Abed Azar come for a court case between to a Jewish bezin, so how should they pasken? What do you mean, how should they pasken? Whoever is right, they pasken his favor. Like here in Broyers, they always used to have on Purim, they used to have a skit. So when they first took a new dayan many years ago, so they put on a skit. That they were into, the board was interviewing the dying to see if he knows how to pass. How do they know? They don't know Choshen Mishpat. So they asked the candidate to become the dayan, what's the din if there's a dispute between a yeke and a non-yeke, who wins? So the candidate said, it depends what they say. So he said, wrong, the yeke always wins. And what if one of them is a yeke from Frankfurt and one is a yeke from Hamburg? What's the din? So he said, depends what they say. He said, no, the yeke from Frankfurt always wins. What if they're both from Frankfurt? Well, one is a member of the Kehillah, one is not a member of the Kehillah. So they said again, it depends, but they say, wrong, the one is a member of the Kehillah wins. So they didn't take him as a die. So there's such a strange Gemara. The Gemara said that it comes from Din Torah, a Jew with a Nochri Ovid Avraham comes from Din Torah. So if the Jew will win if they follow Jewish law, so then you're fed the best and you're going to follow Jewish law. If the Jew will win, if you follow the secular government law, then they should bezin should pass based on secular law. What kind of shtick is that? So the Rambam explains that in that Gemara, it says, Akum, Oyver Avod Azor, we're going out to get him. We want to penalize him. Because he's an Oyver Avod Azor. If he wouldn't have been an Oyver Avod Azor, just be a Nochri, so then the din is din and machus din. Whenever one of the parties, whenever at least one of the parties is an un-Jew, then you apply din and machusa. Then you apply secular law. The Pashtus and the Gemara is not like that, Ramah. That the Ramah says all the Nochrim have to follow Choshen Mishpat. Pashtus, they don't have to follow. They follow din and machusa. The government has, that's one of the Shevet Mitzvah is dinim. And dinim means both. They should have a legal system and they should have a court system. Not just have a court system and the judge should always pass an apshara. They should have a legal system and have a court system. So Dina Machusa Dina only applies when at least one of the parties is a Nochri. Here, the both parties are Jewish. Kodesh Torah Sodom Makos is Reuven and Shimon. They're both Jewish. So that's the Pella. So nobody holds Dina Machusa Dina there. So that's what the Chazon Ish explains from the Rabbeinu Yoina in Bava Basra. And now Leah's the Rabbeinu Yoina. So he says, if two people went to court for a dispute and the judge gave a decision, that's the din. Din of the Machusa Dina, the Psak is binding. But we don't follow secular law, that both parties are Jewish. We don't follow secular law, the din should have not been Lagai. But just like there's a din of Hefker, there's no Hefker. So there's a din of the Machusa Dina. If the government issued a Psak, the government didn't make a mistake. They pasken, with both parties are Jewish, they pasken based on secular law. So they didn't make a mistake. They're following secular law. So if one of them forced the issue, he wanted to go to secular court, the other one didn't want to go, so the Bezdin will probably penalize the one who went to secular court and say he shouldn't, if the court awarded him money, we'll take away the money. We'll say that he loses because he had no right to go to secular court. But if they both agreed to go to secular court, so whom are you going to penalize? You can't penalize anybody. So if they went to court and the court gave a decision, an honest decision based on the secular law, so then you would say, Dina Machusa Dina, there's no one to penalize. But over here, Reuben and Shimon didn't really come to court for it. They didn't have a dispute. They didn't come to court. It's just that the document was drawn up by a secular court. So does that have, so that's a machlokes in the Gemara. The court never gave a decision on the dispute between Reuben and Shimon. Reuben sold the karka to Shimon, and he made a non-valid kinyan shtar. He made a kinyan shtar where the Edom who signed were Nochrim, and the Gemara is probably going with the opinion that Edi Chasim Akarsi. The shtar was only kind that you have Edi Chasim. If the din would be the way we paskin on Daf Dalar Amar Aleph, we had the Gemara with the big tosis. Gemara says, "Kamen halacha k'Rab Loza begitten." What do you mean? We only paskin like Rab Loza holds Edi Mesira Karsi. We only paskin begitten, or do we paskin even b'shtori moment also? So that's a machlokes on Daf Peivov. Tosis quotes, why should you split between gitten and shar shtaris? So Gemara says, because the pasuk in Yirmiyah, when Yirmiyah Novi got the nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should buy the field in Anosos from his cousin. His cousin was broken, he needed money. So the cousin came to Yirmiyah, he asked him, do you want to buy my field? So it didn't make any sense to buy the field, because the whole country was about to collapse to the Babylonian army. So the real estate was worthless at that time. But the Navi was told Ahirashah he should buy the field from his cousin and he should put the shtar away and the Satan Bichlicheris and Laman Yamnu Yamir Brabim. He should be able to have the shtar, because in another 70 years after the Golus Bavel will begin, after 7 years the Jews will return back to Eretz Yisrael. So it's not that the real estate is worthless and there's no future at all. No. In another 70 years the field is gonna go back to him. They'll be able to get back the field. So that's a machloikis in the Gemara. That pasuk says you should have a shtar kinyan. You should save it for a long time to serve as the shtar raya. So that's a machloikis in the Gemara. Maybe that's aloch and all shtari mamim. That a shtar mamim is not good for to serve as their shtar kinyan unless it can also serve as a shtar raya. But get the issue, the main thing is that the get serves as a shtar kinyan to make the gerushin. The halacha says if the woman holds on, if the grusha holds on to the shtar, it will serve as the shtar rai also. But if you have edi mesira, you won't have edi chasima, so it will only serve as the shtar kinyan, it won't serve as the shtar rai. There's no halacha, there's no pasuk anywhere that says even a slight idea like that, that a get is not get, the shtar kedushin, it's only valid if it can also serve as a shtar rai. If it serves as shtar rai, is good. And if not, if it's only Edi Mesira and Edi Chasima, so it's service the Shtak, and you won't service the Shtarai. But there's room to argue the point, because it says, L'man Yam, the Yamim Rabim, the truth in the matter, that was a Hayru Ashur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyah Navi, put it away, you should be a Simon for the rest of Kol Yisrael. They should realize they're only going to the Golus Bavel for 7 years. They're going to come back after. So it is a good investment. It's not a silly investment. Pay money, because the field is going to belong to you in another 7 years. Now it's worthless because the Babylonian armies are about to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. They're going to send everybody into Golus. So so that's why there was one opinion based on that pasuk, L'man Yam Yamim Rabim. The Shtori Mamin are only good L'kinyan if they can also serve as the Rabbi. But we don't pass them like that. How do we know? Because the Tosafot quotes from Sanhedrin Daf Chof Ches that there was a Machlokes Satanaim where the Trei Gisei Apostle Eidus, two brothers Apostle Eidus, one with the other, or one against the other, that's called Rishon B'Rishon. Two cousins are Sheni B'Sheni, second generation. The first generation, two brothers are Rishon B'Rishon. What if you have two sisters who are both married? So the husbands posulatus to each other, are with together with each other, because it's Rishon B'Rishon with two Balki Ishtos. Maybe there's no such thing as two Balki Ishtos. So there's a machlokes with a gisim. A gis is a brother-in-law based two sisters married to two different husbands. That's called a gis. The other one is called balachoso. This one is called giso, double. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. One Tana says you don't say balki ishta twice. We paskin, you do say balki ishta twice, but it's only midirabbanan. The Ramo and Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramban on Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Ches, that balki ishta twice is only midirabbanan. And by cousins, if you have two girls who are first cousins and they're both married on the level of Sheni B'Sheni, you don't say Balki Ishtoi twice. You only say once. If a boy and a girl are cousins and the girl is married, then you say once Balki Ishtoi. On the level of Rishon Rishon, you say twice. That's Gisa. On the level of Rishon Visheni, if you have an aunt and a niece and they're both married, so it's an uncle to a nephew, with two Balkei Ishta, that's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. That's Machlokes the Balamor and the Ramban. They're in Sanhedrin on that daf. So how do we pass on halacha? We pass on halacha Rav Lozer, not only begitten, like it says, Valanim and Aleph, we pass on even Bishtar Imam and also, because the Gemara said there was a Shtar Matona that was signed by Trey Gisi. So the Rabbi Yosef said, so give it over to Eidim Mesira. Eidim Mesira Karsi. You don't need Eidim Mesira. The Gemara said, no, it does not, because Mizuik Mitoicha. Mizuik Mitoicha, from that Gemara you see Mizuik Mitoicha. The Gemara said, by yes, Mizuik Mitoicha is only a psul de Rabbanah. But the Gemara said, Mizuik Mitoicha doesn't, you might think that it's only Mizuik Mitoicha, it's a psul de Rabbanah. You might think it's only by get, they made it there, maybe by Shtari Mammon. It doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, no, in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Ches, Mizuik Mitoicha parcels even in Shtari Mammon. It even parcels in Shtari Mammon. So our Gemara says a machlokes, Parshim Shab machlokes, whether you apply din in machlus hadina. What do you mean? Mikra din nishtar is chaspa bialma. Why is nishtar chaspa bialma? If you pask an edi mesira karasi, means you don't need edi chasima, and you don't need edi mesira either. Tosis over here is not sure. You don't need days. Rabbi Kevega tells you, look on Dala and Merala Tosis again, not sure. But the bottom line of Tosis is there. The last two lines of Tosis says you only need Eid and Mesira Karasi, meaning you need Eid and Mesira, that's Lekiyam Adova, that's by Dova Shabi Erva, by Gitta Vikidushin, you need Eid and Mesira. But by Shtari Mammon, if you say Eid and Mesira Karasi, meaning you don't need Eid Chasima, you don't need any, and you really don't need Eid and Mesira either. Someone will be able to deny it. One person is not interested in admitting that they made a Kenyan, so they'll be able to deny it. Unless you have Eidim Mesira. But you don't need Eidim Mesira Karasi Lekiyam Adov. Only time you need Eidim Mesira Lekiyam Adov is by Gitmi Kedushin, because it's Dov Shabi Erva. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, like that there. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mekach HaMemkar, Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam writes, Karka is Niknes Bish Kesef, or Bishtar, or Bechazoke. That's a Mishnah in Kedushin. A Mishnah in Kedushin, the end of the first favorite. Then the Rambam says, "Bishtar Ketzad." You write on a piece of paper, "Sodi Kanuy Lecha," and you give it. There's no way to Chasima. There's no way to Mesira, and the Shtar is good. And nobody disagrees in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam. The Rambam does not disagree. They don't even quote that as 2 days in Tosfos, because Tosfos Maskana really is the same as the Rambam, and the Ramban also in the Mechamas on Gittin says also the same. That's how we assume that if you hold Eidim Mesira Karasi, by Shtari Mammon, you don't need Eidi Mesira. So what does the Gemara say? Because the Shtar Matona is signed by Nochrim, so it's Chaspa B'yama. Why the Gemara seems to be assuming that Eidi Chasima Karsi. Eidi Chasima, so if it's signed by Goyim, it's no good. So the Gemara says, Dida the Machusa Dida. Since the Goyish government says that constitutes a Kenyan, so that's acceptable. Yeah, but the Goyish government says it's a good kid, at least one of the parties has to be a Nochri. Yeah, both of the parties are Jewish. So that's the Machlokes, where the Din Machusa flies over here. Because they didn't go to, Reuven and Shimon didn't go to court for a decision on their case. If they would have gone to court for a decision, so you can't penalize one over the other. They both agreed to go to court. They shouldn't. They're supposed to go to Bez Nishal Yisrael. So they both went to court. So whatever the court passed, the court didn't make a mistake. Court passed can based on their legal system that if a boy signs a shtar, it's a good shtar. Reuven and Shimon didn't go for a court decision. They, when the shtar was written out, they went to court. That's the way you fill out a shtar. You go to court and the government signs it. So that's a machlokes. Since the court sponsored the shtar, do you treat it as if the court gave a decision on the case? And then you say, did it, Machus HaDin? You say, no, the court didn't give a decision. They made a Kenyan shtar, they went to court. The court didn't make a psak over here. So you don't apply did it, Machus, because both parties are Jewish. So din machlokes doesn't apply. So that's what the Chazanish quoted Rabbi Yoina, who said that's the machlokes. E boy same. That's why there's another loshen here. So we understand the Mishnah. We understand the machlokes chutz migitei noshim or chutz mikigitei noshim. Okay, we understand the machlokes. Then it says Rabshim and Aimer. Even Gita Noshim Shechuri Avonim is also good. Is also good, even though you have Goyish signatures. How can that be? How can that be? What are you going to say? Dina Machlisa Dina? That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, Vala B'nei Krisis Dina. It's not a kosher Mishtar. The Gemara is assuming that the Stam Mishnah Rab Meir goes like Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds Eidi Chasima Karasi. So you don't have kosher edim, so it's not, the shtar doesn't get off the ground. And for the Gemara, no, Reb Shimon and the Mishnah is going with Shitas Rab Loza. Amar Rab Zeir, your Reb Shimon, the Shitas and Rab Loza, dub edim sir karsi. So that's why it's good. Hocham askin with edim sir. In fact, the Gemara, but it's mizuyef mitoichai, should be absul the Rabbana, mizuyef mitoichai. And for the Gemara, hocham askin on the Shemus move hocham. So what's the machloikas hatanoim in the Mishnah? So Reb Shimon is mekel afelik sher. Reb Shimon is mekel the Shemus mavakim. So the reason for the gzera de rabbanon, mizuyf metocha is absul de rabbanon because of gzera. Maybe they'll rely on them to serve as edim mesir. So the Tanakhama holds that it's no good. Mizuyf metocha is no good. Reb Shimon says no. Since the whole reason for the gzera is that you may rely on the Eidi Chasima to function as Eidi Masira. Everybody knows that a Goy is postulated. So if it's Shemus Mufokim, it's obvious that they're Goyim. Sometimes you can't tell. The Gemara says, look at the person, you can't tell. He dresses the same as a Goy. The Jews and the Goyim dress the same. Neither wear a yarmulke. That's a recent thing, that everybody wears a yarmulke. So what's the machloikis? So the Gemara said, that's the machloikis. Do you make exer de rabbanon, even Shemus mefakim, what to Shemus sheni mefakim, or not? That's what the Gemara said before, on Yud Amar Aleph, on the top line. What's the machloikis, Tanakama and Reb Shimon? The Gemara said before, the bottom of Tesamid base. You heard Reb Shimon, the Shitos Shrab Loz, the Eidim Asirah Karsi, and you're going to give it in the presence of Eidim Asirah. So the Gemara said, but what happened to Zerif Mitoshoi? The Gemara said, that's the machloikis. It's talking about Shemus Mefokim. So Reb Shimon is Mekel, the Shemus Mefokim. The reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, so the Gzera doesn't apply. Tanakhama holds no, that it's a Loi Plug Rabbah. That was the Gemara. So that's what the Gemara is assuming over here also. That's the Machlokes between Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. Where they make a Gzera, even the Shemus Mefokim up to Shemus Mefokim. Most of the Gzeras in the Gemara are a Loi Plug. Most of the time, because most of the dinim and the chumash are also loy plug. There are reasons for all the mitzvahs. Some, once in a long while, the chumash tells you the reason. Once in a while, most of the time it doesn't say the reason, but you can figure it out on your own. And we usually assume that loy dashi in the time of the quote, that the reason for the din is not one of the mitzvahs shatar and reshes man. It doesn't regulate the application of the din. Every din deraisa, every mitzvah, every iser is a loy plug. Even in a situation where the reason doesn't apply, the din still applies. Unless the pasuk has beferish, it says the din and it has the reason right next to the din. You're not permitted to marry Amun Amay Vadrala Shalakid Mescha Malecham Vamay. So the Gemara says, Ish Dark Alakadim, Ish Ain Dark Alakadim, since we don't expect of the women, because the pasuk says, Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima. since we don't really expect of the women, Rashi writes over here on Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima, and you'd base some of that. Rashi writes Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Hein. By the Jews, we expect all the Jews to act like that. But the Gemara says even by the non-Jews, we assume Kol Kvuda, even though by the Nochem, we don't say Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Hein, only B'nei Yisrael, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Hein. But still, the Gemara says, why is Amayne v'lei Amaynes mayavi v'lei mayaviya? Why is a female from Amun Amayav Amuta love the call? Because the whole reason for the prohibition of Dvash Halakid Maschem Alechem Alamayim Ish Dark Alakadim Ish Ein Dark Alakadim. So the reason doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply. I will we always say Loi Dashin and Taim and Ikro. So the answer is no. The Gemara says in the second parak in Sanhedrin, whatever the Chumash writes a pasuk and it says the din with the reason right next to the din, then everybody agrees that that's Darshin at time of the Kra. Chumash gives the reason. When it has the din stomach, it doesn't give the reason. Even though it's obvious what the reason is, that the Bezin will establish, will figure out what the reason is, then we say it's a loy plug. It's a loy plug on the level of the Raisa, just like a loy plug on the level of the Rabbana. Call the Tikkun Rabbana King, the Raisa Tikkun. Just like on the level of the Raisa, Ruba the Ruba of the Dinim are a loy plug. Once in a long while you have the Chumash gives the reason right next to the Din. So that's a machlokes hatanaim in the second parak in Sanhedrin. How do you punctuate the pasuk? Layarba la nashim, because v'lo yaser es levavoy, you shouldn't have more than 18 wives. Different opinions in Tanaim, we pass on 18 wives. So the king is not allowed to have more than 18 wives. The reason why v'lo yaser es levavoy. So if the 19th wife is going to be the big tzaddikas from Beis Yankiv, then that Tana says it would be mutter. You can't apply Le'yosu as Levava. She has a reputation as being a big tzaddik. So should I punctuate the pasuk? Le'yabela noshin is semicolon, that's one din. Not allowed to have more than 18 wives. Well, Le'yosu is Levava, not allowed to marry one wife. Even is not going to marry 18, 19. Not allowed to marry one wife if she's not from. Has to always marry from Beis Yankiv. Not allowed to marry one wife if she's not from. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. How do you punctuate the pasuk? If you read the pasuk that le'yosos levava is the reason for le'abel anashim, then if the 19th wife is a big tzaddik, then it'll be mutter. That's how the Gemara says. The Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. Kisvu lechem es hashira. There's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. They said the mitzvah only applies to men. The Jewish women don't have an obligation to sponsor. Each one has each man has an obligation to either write a Sefer Torah, to sponsor the writing of a Sefer Torah. The women don't have such an obligation. Why not? That's the question. Why not? So some say because women, if a woman will write a Sefer Torah, it'll be possible. That's the Gemara Mem Hei Amud Beis. Yeah, but that's difficult because the man doesn't have to write a Sefer Torah either. Women are mechuyev to have a mezuzah on the door, even though if they write their own mezuzah, it'll be possible. So they have to buy a mezuzah that's written by men. So maybe the women can only fulfill a mitzvah, receive a Sefer Torah, if they commission a man to write the Sefer Torah for them. Who says that? Why should they be potter? Because they can't write on their own. They're not potter from mezuzah because they can't write on their own. You can distinguish there the mitzvah is the having the mezuzah, here the mitzvah is the writing of the Sefer Torah. But that's, so they're not happy with that reason. So the Beis HaLevi writes a different reason. It says in the Chumash, Kisav Lechem Asher Azaz, V'lamda Ez B'nei Yisrael Sima B'fiyam. The purpose of every Jew having his own Jewish library, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the whole Jewish library, to have the Chamisha Chumashe Torah. They weren't allowed to write down any, everything else is Torah Shabbat Peh. So the only library that they could have is the Chamisha Chumashe Torah. Over the years, it became the Chof Dalet Kisvei HaKodesh, and that's all. Tanakh only has 24 Sfarim, that's all. Then over the years, when they allowed writing down Mishnahs and writing down Gemaras and writing down Rishayim and Acharonim, okay, so you have to have a Jewish library. So that's what the Beis HaLevi writes. Here the pasuk says, Kisvei Lechem Sashir V'lamna Ez Bnei Yisrael, in order that you shall learn. So women are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. So he said, that's why the women are not, since the Torah writes the reason for the mitzvah right next to the reason, right next to the mitzvah. So here, even the Chachamim, who usually say, Machlag Zab Shimon and the Rabbanim, Shimon Bar Yochai, is the author of the Zohar. So he's the one who says in the end of Bava Metzia, Tashin and Taim in the Kruv. And every mitzvah, each one of the Taryag mitzvahs, he should try to figure out what's the reason for the mitzvah. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the whole mitzvah won't apply. We don't accept his opinion, only in those few rare cases where the Chumash has the reason right next to the mitzvah. Like, So it says the reason why. So by women it doesn't apply. The Gemara says, it's called Kvuda Bas Melech Penim, even though it's not Kol Yisod B'nei Melech. We're talking about Amon Amoyev. Also, we didn't expect of the women that they should go. So called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun, that's when the Mishkan Nesiyakeh writes in his Truma, that just like on the level of the rice, and most of the dinim are loy plug, and here and there you have a few mitzvahs where we say dashin and time in the Quran when the Chumash writes the reason. So the Xer is the Rabbanan, are the same. Rubah de Rubah of the Gzeres de Rabbanah were instituted as a loyd plug, and once in a long while they made a Gzeres de Rabbanah, and that depends on the reason. So that's the machlokes hatanaim over here. What if it's Shemus Mufakim? It's a dead giveaway that the Eidei Chasima are Nochrim, and everybody knows that the Eidim have to be Jewish. Everybody knows the Eidim have to be Jewish. So is there a concern? Is there no concern, Dilma Osulimismach Alayu, that they should serve as the Eidim Asira? So do you say it's a loy plug, and nonetheless, even though it's Shemus Mufakim, he still make the Gzeres de Rabbanah or not? So the pashtus is that you should make a loy plug. Ruba de Ruba, we assume that there is a loy plug. Only in rare cases, we assume there's no loy plug. So that's it. We got till Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on the third line. So the only time Reb Shimon in the Sefer of the Mishnah, the only time Reb Shimon says, Afeilu Ksheirim, it's acceptable, even a Gedish and a Shtashir Chavik Tain is acceptable, even though it's signed by Goyim. How can it be good? What happened to the Din de Rabbanon of Mizuyah Pitoichai? That's what the Gemara said. That's the Machlaikas. If it's Shemus Mufakim. So if Shimon is Mekel, Shemus Mufakim. Tanakama holds that it's a loy plug. He shouldn't be Mekel. So then the Gemara continues on the third, fourth line. Al Shemus, Shemus Mufakim, my. If it's not such an obvious Goyish name, John, could be a Jewish name, could be a Goyish name. It's hard to tell. Avos Shem Shein M'chokim Mai, what's the din? Loi, Reb Shimon will not disagree with the Tanakhama. So why does Reb Shimon end off? Lohuskeru. They only said in the earlier generations that the Kol Hashtaros Adam HaKos HaKosher, Chutz Migidu Nashim Shechori Avodim, they're only Mekal in those two cases if it's Shemus M'chokim. So why do you should have said Lohuskeru Elabizman? Shemus Einam Mufakim. Why is it? There's much anasa behedyot. You should have said Lahuskaru in the earlier generation is no good if it's Shemus Einam. If that's Pshat and Reb Shimon, Ad Tani, instead of writing in this Sefer, Lahuskaru, there's much anasa behedyot, Lifilu Lisne Bidido. Why doesn't Reb Shimon distinguish within the case that he's talking about? Med Vamamorim, when do I allow a Gettish and Ishtashir Chavik Naini, even though Chasmei Ma'akum, and the reason for the Gzeir doesn't apply? Then it will be possible. He'll agree with the Tanakhama. The Gemara said, that's what it means. That's how you have to interpret the Mishnah. That's what it means. Med Vamamorim, when am I Machshir? When is Reb Shimon Machshir? By Gittin Doshim Shukhri, Avodim Ifet Shemus Mufakim. So it's obvious that no one's going to be relying on them for Eidim Misiri. And you gave it in the presence of Eidim Misiri Yisraelim. There's a lot missing over here. There were Eidim Misiri and a Shemus Mufakim. So there's no chashash. Abba Shem Sheinim Chakim. Then it wouldn't be acceptable by a Get Isha. And I would treat it Nasi Kamisha Nasa Behedyot to Psulim. If it would be Behedyot, of course it would be possible. That's the first suggestion. Then Gemara said, "Ibay same, perhaps he can give another pshat seif." Al son of gitay mamen achar kamala, lo huskira gitay mamen de psulim el bezman shenasu behedyot. The Mishnah is just Reb Shimon af gitay noshim af elik sheirim period, and lo huskira goes back on the first line of Mishnah. It doesn't really go back on Reb Shimon. It doesn't read well. It doesn't go back on Reb Shimon. Okay. So then the Gemara quotes that Tosefta has up the whole. There are different versions in the Tosefta, what the din used to be. We have the Mishnah. The Mishnah was edited by Rabbi Yudah Nosei, so we have the final psak in the Mishnah. But in many generations before Rabbi Yudah Nosei, there were different versions of what the din should be by Kol Shalach. So the Gemara quotes the second version. Tanya Om Rab Lozim Rab Yosi Kacham Rab Shem Lacham Betzidon. The first version was different. So Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yossi says, but Rabbi Shimon said the following version. There was a machlok of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim in the earlier generations, and the first version, you look in the Tosef, the Perek Aleph. You see, it says in the Masoros HaShas Aleph, on page Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, it says in the Masoros HaShas Tosef, the Perek Aleph, Ayin Shom. Why does it say Ayin Shom? Ayin Sham means that it's a different girsa. Ayin Sham always means it's a different girsa. Sometimes you have Ayin Sham. Where do we have? Sometimes you have Ayin Sham, it's a different girsa. Here it's Ravina, and there it's Ravashi. The same Gemara appears in a different Masechta with a different. So we don't pay attention to that. It's a different name here. We don't. But I talk to myself, that doesn't register for me. Who's the Mandam? Who's the Amor? But in the Masoras HaShas, if it's the exact same din, but it's a slightly different name of an Amor, then they tell you Ayin Sham. Or if the din is different, here it says Asa, there it says Mutta. So then I'll say Ayin Sham, take a look there. So here the Tosefta, this line that the Gemara quotes in the Tosefta, this is the second version. The first version is different. What the machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim was. So Rabbi Shimon said, yeah, there was a machloikis, but not the way the Tanakhama said. Nechlo Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim in the earlier generation. Is also good if you have Edim Asira, of course. That was a machloikis. Rabbi Akiva's machshir, even Nasa Behedyot. We assume that Goy, even not only the Arkoyas are not going to lie, because Marilyn Afshayu, people are not going to want to go to court anymore if the judge is going to sign a false document. But Rabbi Kiva, he can even rely, probably made the Rabbanon, like Tosa, just like Tosa that made a Takana on Arkoyas. So the version over here is according to Rabbi Kiva, made a Takana even by Hedyotis also. It's kosher. Rabbi Kiva is machshav chachamim poislim. Ham says it's not acceptable. If it's not sebehedu, chutz migita noshim shechrui avodim. That there it is good. The opposite for the Mishnah. We have in the Mishnah our kois is good by mammon, but it's not acceptable by gita noshim shechrui avodim because it's mizuyif mitocha. You'll rely on neidim esir, but mizuyif mitocha. And here it's a version. Chachamim hold the opposite from what the din is in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah is edited by Rabbi Anasi, is a later generation. Here it's Chachamim Poislim and all the story moment Shanasa Be'edyut Chutz Mikidoshim Shorei Avodim. Then it is good. Means if they gave it Be'edim Mesira, it would be good. Just the opposite from Mishnah. Shem Begam Leilaimer Afelu Ksheirim. That will be good. Mokim Shein Yisrael Chosmim. If the Minigam Mokim is that in Goyish courts they don't allow Jews to sign documents at all. So it's a dead giveaway that if someone signs a document, he must be a Goy. They don't allow Jews to sign only Goyim sign. So then there's no concern. To use them as Eidim Mesir. Everybody knows whoever signs is a Nochri. But if they allow Jews or non-Jews to sign, then then there's a gzera de rabban that you shouldn't allow even with Eidim Mesira. Yisrael dil masal and mismachala. You may rely on the Eidim Hasima. So the Gemara asks the kasha: why does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel not make a gzera de rabban? Makom sheni sol chosmen nami ligzot the makom sheni sol chosmen. Why doesn't he make Exer the Rabbanon? Because there was a Machlekes, they knew there's a Machlekes Satanam. The reason for the Exer doesn't apply when it's Shemus Mevachim, because it's a dead giveaway that the Agoyish name, Lucas, Luke, Matt, whatever, real Agoyish name. Today Matt is a Jewish name. But if it's a real Agoyish name, so then the reason for the Exer doesn't apply. So that was a Machlekes Satanam. Do you say a Loi Plug? So some Tanaim said, you make a loy plug, even Shemus Mefakim, you make a gzera d'rabban, even though the reason doesn't apply. So how come over here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel doesn't make a gzera at the two different cities? If in this city they never allow Jews to sign in the court, never allow Jews to sign on a document, then it's a dead giveaway that the goyim, the people who signed are goyim, then the gzera of Dilma Masel, Mis Machalai doesn't apply. Everybody knows you need Jewish edim. Yeah, so how come we're only worried about one loyplug, about Shemus Mefakim, what to Shemus Shemus Mefakim? How come we're not worried about this? About Mokim, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Freg the Gemara, Mokim Shemus Sol Chosmim, if the city has the practice, they never allow Jews to say, only non Jews. Nami, why don't we Ligzer Otto Mokim Shemus Sol Chosmim? Why don't we make Gzer Otto? the other city where some of the time they do allow Jews to sign. And for the Gemara, Shema b'shma mechlef. If you have shemis mufalkim, shemis enel chokim, so there we make a gzera de rabbonim. We make a loy plug. Because you may make a mistake. You'll think it's shemis mufalkim, it's really shemis enel chokim. You'll think that it's shemis mufalkim, and it's not. Or ba'asr b'asr loy mechlef. But one city and another city, you're not going to confuse on that city where they never allow Jews to sign the gittin and the court. Then it's a dead giveaway that it's a nachri, so you don't have to make a gzera de rabbonim. All right, shine. Enough discussing the arkos. Then the Gemara says, Ravina made a mistake. He thought initially, if a whole bunch of Nochem get together and they sign a document, even though it's not official in court, it's not from the arkos shalakum, but a whole group of Nochem, you're going to say, they're all chashudim l'shaker. Every Nochri is chashud l'shaker, even a whole group of people together. So Raphim straightened the mouth. Like Raphim, no, you're wrong. Our cause to that. Mishnah only says, like they said, they made a takana de rabbanon. If it's the court, if the document was approved by the court, then you assume that lamar l'nafshat. They're not going to give false information. They're not going to approve it. They're not going to give it the stamp of approval unless they know that it's 100% accurate. Shine enough. Okay. Enough. Then the Gemara has, we discussed this also. Omar Rabba, Haishtara Parso, the Master in Ale, Bapi Sadi Isra, Magminimbe, Mibnei Chori. If you have a star that's written in Persian, Persian is a different alphabet. I'm not familiar. We don't have any Iranians here. Okay. That was a question. The star has to be written in an alphabet. So there was an opinion in Shulchan Aruch. We spoke about what we learned Chesam and Beis. If you write in English, is that a violation of Ksiva on Shabbos? So there was one opinion that the Mishnah Brura and Aruch HaShulchan both said is utterly ridiculous. There's some mistake over here. Aruch HaShulchan thought that it's a forgery. He thinks that somebody put it into the Ramah, and it's not true. Mishnah Berurah says the Ramah said it, and we don't pass on like it, that's all. So the Ramah quotes this obscure opinion. There were hundreds of Rishonim. The Ramah quotes this obscure opinion that any script other than Ksav Ashuris and Yevanis, Ksav Yevanis, is not recognized as a script. Which languages, we spoke a little bit, which languages, spoken languages, are accepted as languages? Let's say you take a neder. So the neder, you need levati v'sosam. You have to speak in a language. What languages are acceptable? Well, let's say you have to daven, you have to say kriyashma. Adin menato, you have to recite kriyashma. B'shach b'chav kumech. So there's a machloek v'sapanam, if you're yotze in translation, so we pass on that, you are yotze. If it's an accurate translation, word for word, the Yotzin translation. So what if the person is going to recite Kriya Shema in French or in English? That's acceptable. So the Pashto says that it is acceptable. The Amishal is how many people have to speak the language that it should be accepted. It has to be spoken by 100 people, 1,000 people. A city, a country, has to be the official language of a country or not even. So that's the details are questionable. But the Pashto says accepted language today would be you can say Kriya Shema translation, and Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius came up with a Chiddush Nifla only the Shivim Loshon at the time of Migdal Bavel. Shem Balalai Hashem Sfas Kol Haaretz. So Rashi quotes in the Nevi Shana the Pas Hakadosh Baruch Hu made at that time they were speaking all the Shivim Loshon. So he came up with a whopper of a Chiddush. The halacha only recognized as a spoken language one of the Shivim Loshon in the days of Migdal Bavel. And today, Yiddish is for sure not one of the Shivim Loshon, and German is probably not either, and French today is not either, and English, none of them are, probably none of them are from the Shivim Loshon. So he came up with a Chiddush. Would you say that the Neder is not binding? Neder is not binding in our Torah. You have to say a Neder in a language. We really don't hold like that. We assume any language that's spoken by enough people. That's a question, how many people have to speak it? So what's a spoken language? We assume they're all recognized languages. Which is a written alphabet. So the Rama quotes this wild shita that only Ksav Yumanis and Ksav Ashuris. But the Pashta says this Gemara is again Hashtar Parso, means written in Persian. Masha Nale Bapisari Son Magvin and Beime Bnei Chori. The fact that the Edim saw the way the Loive gave the shtar to the Malva. The Malva said, I'm only going to lend you the money if you give me a shtar. He lent the money in an envelope, we didn't see how much it was. But then the Loive gave him a shtar. And the Jewish Edim saw, Jewish witnesses saw that he gave him a shtar. He gave him a shtar means that he really owes him that money. So the Gemara says, you can it's good, you can collect from Bnei Chorin. How do they know how to read Persian? They know how to read Persian. Freg the Gemara, but the Malva is going to hold on to this shtar for a long time. Maybe he changed the words. Maybe he changed the amount of money. I once made out a check for tzedakah, I think for $20, and the guy was a crook, so he wrote another zero, and the bank gave him $200. So I went to the bank and I showed him. It says spelled out $20. So they gave me back $180. It was their stupid fault. And they gave it over to the police. The guy should sit in jail. He's a gunner. I didn't plan to give him $200. I gave him $20. So if you have a ksav sheyochal hizdayeh, if you have a shtar that was written in pencil, and you can easily erase the pencil and rewrite something else there in pencil, and no one will even realize that anything was erased. So then it's not a valid shtar. It's not good if it's not a shtarayah. For shtakinyan, maybe we pass on like Rav Loza, Edim Sirikas, they say you don't need Ksav Shen Yochad Izdayev. But by shtarayah, you need Ksav Shen Yochad Izdayev. After the Gemara, Bidi Afitzo. We're talking about a case, the parchment was treated chemically in such a way that if you'll erase it, you'll see that it was written ala machak. So it's Ksav Sheni Yochel is Dai. Fregmob Habinat Soch Shiachsim Yon Shtab Shitach Reina. Whenever you write a star, so the Edom are not going to sign right away. The Edom are going to leave an empty space and they're going to sign later. So maybe the one who has the star added on in the last line something that wasn't there. And he lent them another $1,000. It says that he lent them $20,000 and then they'll add on the last line and they lent him another $1,000. So that's why the Gemara has a klal. The last line in the shtar should be filibuster. It says irrelevant things. Hakol shar v'kai. It says kadash mashi v'yisrael. It says nothing. It says nothing in the last line. Or if you want to repeat the same thing that it says before, but if it has something new on the last line, that's not acceptable because maybe the shtar ended a line before, and the Edom are not such experts at writing. The Sefer knows how to write, so the Edom need more space to write. So maybe the Edom signed with a blank line in between, and then the Malva added on something on the last line. So the Gemara says, how can you allow him to collect everything that it says in the Shtar? And the Gemara, Bid Mahadir, the Shtar is written in Persian, but it's written the way it's supposed to be a Shtar. It has a filibuster on the last line. It says, doesn't say anything significant on the last line. So it's a good shtar. So it's a good shtar, so you should be able to collect from Mishubodim also. That's the difference between Milva Bishtar and Milva Alper. There are two differences. One difference is, can you only collect from Bnei Chorin, you can collect from Mishubodim. Mishubodim means Lukuches. A Milva Alper is Goyvim in Ayorshin. But a Milva Alper is not Goyvim in HaLukuches. That's the last mission in Bava Basra. There are two differences in Milva Bishtar and Milva Alper. One difference is, can the Loi V'tayne Porua? So Milva Balpeh can't tie the Peru. Milva Bishai can't tie the Peru because Tocha Biodi, my boy. So that's what the Gemara asks over here. If the Shtar is written in Persian, but they know how to read Persian, they know what it says, and it's Afitzon, so Tzapshan Yochan is Daif, and it's Chayze Minyon Shal Shtar Bishit Achrena. So let it be a good Shtar. So why not collect from Mishubotim? Why do you only say you collect from Bnei Chorin? And for the Gemara, Yochan Mishabdi Nami, and for the Gemara, leis leikola. Why is leis leikola? So what does Rashi write? Lefi she'en chois b'mi Yisrael. The people, shtar parso, was signed by goyim. It was written by goyim and signed by goyim. But the loiva, so it's not a good shtar. But the Edom, the Jewish Edom, were watching when the Loida gave over the shtar to the Malva. The Malva said, I only want to lend you this money if you give me a shtar. So he gives him an envelope. They didn't count the money. They don't know how much. He said, here's the money I'm lending you. They didn't count the money, but they don't know how to read Persian. The 280 so know how to read Persian. So it says in the shtar that he lent them $1,000. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Yehachemim Mishabdi Nami. Why can't they collect from the Chasam Shubadim? After the Gemara, Leislei Kola. Why is Leislei Kola? So Rashi says, L'fishen Chosman, we saw the Goyim signed the Shtar, not the Jews. The Sa'adich Sim Ashtar Irem Afki L'Kola. Why do you need Leislei Kola? Because we're concerned about Pseidah the Lukuchas. The Gemara in the end, the very end of Bava Basra, and the Kiddushin Adaf Yogim, the Gemara has Machlaikas, but the Shibura Deraisa, Shibura Lav Deraisa. What does that mean? When the Malva lends money to the Loiva, of course it's a Shibur Aguf Ben HaTorah. That's the famous Rabbi Natam says, Shnei Shiburim Heim. That Rabbi Natam never appeared, Tosfos never quotes that Rabbi Natam. It's just the Rosh and the Ran, the other Rishonim quote the Rabbi Natam. And it's in Sefer Yosha. There's a Shibur Aguf and a Shibur Nechosim. So the Shibur Aguf, if you borrow money, of course it's a Shibur Aguf Ben HaTorah, your money. But Shibur Nechosim, the ability to collect from the Lekuchas, that's a machlokes, whether Shibura Darais or Shibura Lav Darais. That's a machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes Tanoim and a machlokes Amaroim and a machlokes Arishonim. So the Shach and Simon Lamites gives you a list, a long list of Marocha Mul Marocha. 10 Rishonim say Shibura Darais, 10 Rishonim hold Shibura Lav Darais. How does he paskin? So the Shach says, Fake the Dina. Whether we paskin Shibura Darais or Shibura Lav Darais. What's a nafkamina aloha lamaisa? Very rare nafkamina. It never comes up. The nafkaminas never come up. There we mention. In Kiddushan and Daf Yud Gimel, there's a Rishon that they don't know, some anonymous Rishon. It's called Shita Lano de Lami. That's not the name of the book. It means the Shita from the days of the Rishon, but we don't know who wrote it. So when they printed the manuscript, they called the Shita Lano de Lami. So the Shita Lano de Lami and Daf Yud Gimel says, what's an afkamina ledina, whether Shibura deraiz or deraiz? He rattles off a whole bunch of afkaminas. Never comes up in a million years. All the afkaminas that he has. The only afkamina the Gemara has an afkamina. A woman had a baby, and whenever a woman has a baby, so she mechuyev to bring korban yoledes. And the woman is wealthy. She has a lot of assets. And then the woman died before she had a chance to bring the karbonis. So the letters bring the chattas and an oil. So the chattas and mesa by lecha you don't bring. You can't bring the chattas. What about the oil? What if she bought the chattas during her lifetime? She didn't have a chance to bring the oil yet. The chattas kodemis le oil. Chattas usually comes first. So let's say she bought the chattas during her lifetime, and she didn't bring the oiler yet. So do you say, Nishtabdu Hanachosim, Shibura Deraisa, Nishtabdu Hanachosim? So even though the woman passed away, the oiler has died, but there's a lien on her assets, and the Yoshim have to pay from the Yerusha if she died penniless and she left no money to the Yoshim. Yoshim are not mechuyev to bring the oiler for the mother. But if she left a Yerusha, so if you hold Shibura Deraisa, then you collect from the Yoshim. If you hold Shibura Lav Deraisa, then you don't collect. Then you don't collect from the Yoshim. Haidig Morris says, but Midrabanan, there's a din of Shibin Nechosim. Why shouldn't there be a din of Shibin Nechosim over here? So the Gemara says, why did, if you all Shibura Lav Deraisa, why did the Chachamim use the principle of Efka Bezna Efka? What motivated them to introduce Shibur Nechosim? So the Gemara says, in Cain, if the Malva will not be able, by a regular Havor case, if the Malva will not be able to collect from the Lekuches, in Cain, not Adalus Bifnei Loivin. The Malva will never, people will not want to lend any money. I lent someone money, and then he died, and then I wasn't able to collect a penny from the Yoshim, because Shibura Lav Deraisa, only Shibura Gufi owes me the money. He died, so I can't collect. So if I can ever collect from the assignment, from the Lukuches, because they owe me Shiba Raguf, so I won't want to lend any money. So that's why they introduced the Shiba Nechasim that you are able to collect. So the Gemara seems to assume the people, human beings, will not want to lend money to anybody else because they know if the person dies, human beings all die, so the person may die and I won't be able to collect from the Yerushim or from the Lukuches. So they felt compelled to make a takana that there is such a thing as Shiba Nechasim. But the Rebbe Shlom is going to give babies, he's a goody-goody. He gives you babies even if you don't bring the karbanos. So since the reason for the takana doesn't apply, so the whole takana doesn't apply. So that's what the Gemara says. So if you hold Shibura deraisa, then you collect. And the woman died before she brought the oil, so you'll let this. Then she put it there. I say, collect the money from the assets, from the Yerusha, from the estate, and you bring a carbon oil, even though she's not alive. Because Nishtab the Hanachasim. If you all she put a love there, I say, so in this case, there's no need for the Chachamim to make a takana to Rabbanah. Because what are you going to say? Rabbanah Shalom is going to stop giving babies because you're not giving him back the carbon. He's going to give the babies even if you don't bring the carbon. That's the only nafkamin that the Gemara has there. Whether Shibura deraisa or Shibura lav deraisa. So the Gemara seems to say in that sugya in Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel and at the end of Baruch Basa, the Gemara seems to say on the level of deraisa it's the same. Whether it's a milvah pen, milvah pishta, it's the same. If Shibura deraisa, there's even Shibin Chosim and a milvah pen. And Shibura lav deraisa, there's no Shiva in the Chos Menatar, even if it's a Milvah Bishtar. So where do we come up with this compromise? And there's only Shiva in the Chos Man Karka, not a Metaltalim, and it's only by Milvah Bishtar, not the Valpeh. So the Gemara says, because we have two conflicting concerns, we have two considerations. On the one hand, you want the Malvah to be able to collect, because if you're going to say Shibura Lav Deraisa, and Ken Alta Dallas Fifth Nailovin. People are not going to want to lend any money because the last time I lent money, it was a bad experience. The fellow died; he never paid me the money, and I was out $20,000. The lawyer died, and I never got the money back. So they had to make a takana rabbanon to encourage people that they should continue to lend money. On the other hand, if you're going to leave the din that shibura there, if you hold shibura is there, raisa, you can leave the din even to milval peh. So the Gemara says there's a concern. Mandi Yosef, Bitzina Yosef. Someone who borrows money doesn't want it to be public knowledge that he needs money. Because let's say he has paintings at home and he has a piano and he has all kinds of stuff, fancy stuff. And he's in need of money, so he's going to want to sell the piano and sell the paintings. So people know that he's in need of money, he's broke. Then they're not going to pay the full amount. They know that he's hard-pressed for money. So they won't pay the full amount. They know they has no choice. So the Gemara says, Mandi Yosef, Betzino Yosef. When a person is in need to borrow money, he wants to do it quietly. And does it quietly, so the Lukuchas are not going to know. So there's going to be upset at the Lukuchas. So that's why they made a takana that there's only a Shiba Nechasim. It's a milvah bishtar. Why? Because milvah bishtar is islei kola. Why is islei kola? So Rashi explains, this Adam who signed, the sa'ade d'achsimi ashtara, those who signed the shtar, in a mafkin lekola. If the malvah naloiva, if the loiva authorized them to write a shtar, means they have a right to tell everybody in the neighborhood that they signed the shtar, even though it's in the loiva's best interest that people should not know that he owes money. Mandi Yosef, it's in a Yosef, but the Edom are going to tell people about it. So if they have a milvah, shtar is going to be islei kola. But the islei kola is only going to help on karka, because when you buy real estate, you try to make a search, you try to find out whether there are any liens on this karka. If you're going to buy groceries in the grocery store, we assume there's going to be islei kola. People buy metaltalim, there's no way to make a search to find out if there are any liens on the metaltalim. On karka, there's a way, islei kola. A metaltalim is going to be islei kola. So that's what Rashi learns over here. The Shtar Parso was not only written in Persian, it was signed by the Persian Nochrim, and the whole reason why Mulvad Bishtai Kalechon Mishibadim, because Islei Kola. Who is Islei Kola? The Sarech Simi Ashtara, in the Mavkele Kola, they're the ones. But they're Nochrim, and they don't talk to the Jewish people. So if you want to collect from the Jewish Lekuchas, it's going to be Islei Kola. The Goyisha Eidei Chasima, they didn't, it's not like today, the Jews and the non-Jews live in a mixed neighborhood. We live together with the Goyim and we do business with the Goyim. There's the Gemara, there wasn't too much magamas between the Jews and the Goyim at all. So that's what the Gemara says, Leis Leikola. So that's why you can only collect from B'nai Charin. That's the last line in Rashi. Rashi says, what if you have a Shtar in Parso? But it has Chasim Ha'alei Yisrael, has two Jewish people signed on the Shtar. Then you will collect from the Chosim Shubot. That's going to be Islei Kola. But if Goyim signed on the Shtar, the Goyim and the Jews don't carry on a conversation. It's going to be Islei Kola. Jews, the Lekuchas, are not going to know to watch out. So therefore, you can only collect from B'nei Chor. We know that the Loive gave the Shtar to the Mama, so we know that it's an authentic Shtar. Shoin, that's the Gemara. So the simple reading of this Gemara seems to indicate that a shtar that's written in another language is also called a shtar. It doesn't have to be written davke in Ksav Ashuris or in Ksav Yevonin. Other languages are accepted even as a written language, not only as a spoken language, even as a written language. Where they get the idea that it should only be Greek or Ksav Ashuris? Based on the Mishnah later in Gittin. The Mishnah says in Gittin, the text of the Get, the first 12 lines of the Get were written in Ashuris, and the signatures were in Greek. Or the Get was written in Greek, and the signatures are in Ashuris. So the Mishnah says that it's acceptable. There's no din that has to be the same. There's no halacha that it has to be the same. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Gerushin. The Rambam quotes a Tosefta that if a get is written in two languages, it's not acceptable because there's no hemshech from one language to another. It has to be written in one language. So the Rashba, Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tshuvas HaRashba. Rashba says, but that's the way we write all the time. We write half Hebrew, half Aramaic. So the Rashba answered, that's a third language. Rabbinic Hebrew. That's a third language. There's Hebrew, there's Aramaic. The Goyim and Armenia speak Aramaic. But we don't write Aramaic. We write like Taisus and the Rashba. It's written a blend of Hebrew and Aramaic. That's Rabbinic Hebrew. That's one language. That's acceptable. But if so the Rambam says, but if you have a get that's written Mishtei Lashonos, half English and half Hebrew, there's no hemshech between one and the other. So if half the story is written in Hebrew, half the story... If the Hebrew has the whole story to it, so dal mehachas, so forget about the English. The English has the whole story, so forget about the Hebrew. But if you need both the Hebrew and the English together, there's no hemshah from one language to the other. The Ravid says that this Tosefer and a Tosefta, and we shouldn't paskan like that. It doesn't make any sense. But lachatchila, we're machmir for the Rambam. We're machmir for the Rambam. So that's what some complain about a ksuga. That the ksuba, you get a printed ksuba that's in Ksav Ashuris, and then you fill in the dates and the names of the people and the amounts of money and so on, and usually you fill it in script. But the text of the ksuba is in block letters, often in Ksav Ashuris, and what you added on is in script, Ksav Meshita, as they call it in Shulchan Aruch. So just like the Rambam says there's no hemshech between one language and another, maybe there's no hemshech between one script and the other. So some are machmir that when you fill in a ksuba, you should fill it in the ksav ashuris. You should fill it in the block letters instead of in script. Most people are not machmir on that. They say it's all Hebrew. It's not Chinese. You're not filling it in English. But let's say... the man's name is Jacques, and he wants to divorce his wife. So how do you write Jacques in a get? There is no je. So why not just write Jacques in French? write it in French. So that we don't do. We break our head to figure out how to write Jacques in Hebrew letters, because we're not going to write. Have to get in Ksav Ashuris and have to get in English letters, because of that chumrah that the Rambam's Girsa and Tosefta that I get Pishtei B'Shan is not accepted. Anyway, but a shtar in Parsa, so a shtar in Persian is acceptable. Yeah. There were the two sources for that opinion, that the halacha only recognizes two scripts. So the one source was the Mishnah later. The get is written in Ashuris and the signature was Yevonis. So the get is written in Yevonis and the signature is Ashuris. The Mishnah says that it's good. The Mishnah says that that's acceptable. It doesn't have to be the same language. If the get is other written, Mishnah the Shinas, that's Samachlak is the Ramam and the Raivi, what the correct reading in the Tosefta is. But if the get is in one language, the signature is in another language, that's not a problem. Mar even says the signature doesn't have to be any language at all, doesn't have to be any script. Some of the Amorim would draw a ship, some of them would draw a log. As long as it's a symbol that everybody knows that that represents your name, that's considered acceptable for a signature. So that's the one source that they said. You see that the only halach only recognizes two scripts. The script of Yevonis and the script of Ashuris. And then the other source is the Mishnah Megillah, in the first parak. You can only write Kisri HaKodesh in Ksav Ashuris or in Ksav Yevonis. That's how we pass. Because based on the passing in Parshas Noach, you have to look in the Yefes, for Yishkem Yo'ol Hashem. You have Yefuso Shel Yefes. Yovan was a descendant of Yefes. So that's called, the Greek language is called Yefuso Shel Yefes. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, we don't have that Greek anymore. The Greek that they teach today is a corruption of the original Greek. The original Greek was apparently eloquent. So we don't have that Greek anymore. So you cannot write a Sefer Torah in Greek anymore. There were communities in Europe where they used to learn Mafdayana. They used to learn from a Greek treosa that was written in Yevanos just to preserve the tradition. Once a year to preserve the tradition that the Kisri HaKodesh can be written in Greek. If the people understand Greek, okay. If they don't understand Greek, it doesn't make sense to leave after the Onion Greek. But they write in a Jewish form. In the 1500s, there were communities in Europe where they would learn after the Onion Greek. Shine. Then the Gemara has Boymanei Rishlokish Marav Yechanan. He has the Shaila. What's the discussion? Enach Simal Aget, Tishmosim, Tishmosav de Kerchovim. They signed the get. We don't know if they're Jewish or they're not Jewish. Can we rely on them? So Rabbi Yochanan says the Shaila only came up once. Amalei Labodi Adena Lucas Vlus the Hechsharnu. He said it's good. V'davka Lucas Vlus Lo Shchichas Adamaski Bishma Asayu. That's Shemus Mufokim. That's unique to Nochrim. No Jews have that name. So there's no psul of Mzuyif Mitocha because it's Shemus Mufokim. It says that this is quoted Lalacha in Ebenezer, that we pass on Shevis Mufakim is good. The Gemara said it's a machlokes hatanaim, where they make a loy pluganat. So the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Yechon is saying, well, we are Shevis Mufakim, signed by Goyim, so there's no gzeira dimos on the mismachalai lay the mesira. Alash mahasa achrini, other names, the shchichi is on the maske bishmasa, you can't tell from the chasim alone, you can't tell whether the Jews are Goyim. Loy, then even though you had 80 Mesira Yisrael Ksherim, you can't use the get because it's Mezuyif Mitocha. We're only Mekal on Mezuyif Mitocha Shemus Mefokin because the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply. We will not be Mekal on Shemus Shemus Mechok. Freg the Gemara A Sevei, Sarish Lokesh Estam Akash from Tosefta, it says Tosefta, Gitnan by Medina Sayam, Veinach Sum Aleyam. From Dinas Ayam, so you don't know whether the one who signed it is Jewish or a Goy. Even though the signatures have Goyish names, Jack and John, we accept it because it doesn't pose any problem. We assume that the two people who signed the Shtar are Jewish. Because in Chutz La'aretz, the Jews all have Goyish names. Herschel, Jack, John, all the Jews have Goyish names. So the Gemara doesn't say. So what does it say? The Gemara says that it's acceptable, even though it's not Shemus Mufokim. the Tosefta says it's good because they're probably Jewish. Rabbi Sosha goes, they have Goyisha names, but it's not Lucas Velus. So you see from the Tosefta, even if it's not Shemus Mavokim, it's still acceptable. You're telling me only Shemus Mavokim? And for the Gemara, no, that's a different word. Shemus Mavokim, Shem Mavokim is a machleka satanayim. And the Shaila Aloch Alamaisa, if you know that they're Goyim, so do you say it has a psulim zif mitoichai? So there's a machlokes if it's Shemus Mefokim. But here we're saying we assume that they're Jewish, not that we know that they're Goyim, and it's a discussion should be possible because of mizif mitoichai. And for the Gemara, no, it's a different reason that's kosher over there, even though it's not Shemus Mefokim. The Jews go with Goyish names, that's why it's good. They brought a get from Chutzlert and it has two Goyish names on the bottom. The Shlich Alocha brings it. The Shlich Alocha is Jewish. We don't know whether those who signed it were Jewish or God. Mora said they're probably Jewish. Of course they're Jewish. Either have Goyish names. No, the Jews use Goyish names. So Mora says, in one version has it that that was the Shaila that Rash Lakish has from you. Okay, good enough. So it would appear from the Tzion, from it would appear, we should take a look. Do we talk a Paschal like that? Do we paskan like this? That by Shemus Mefokim we should look in Ebenezer. On the third line from the top of Davka Lucas Vulus Loshchi Sod Maskim Shah. You only machshir by Mziv Mitoicha by Goyim who sign. You only machshir if it's Shemus Mefokim. So it sounds like we paskan like that. That was a machlokes satan. It sounds like we paskan like that. Okay. The next mission we learned already. The Gemara quoted it. And the Gemara is going to say, Mishnah says, why the fish is up? It's a choivu. Rav Meir's opinion is a choivu leisha shetizgarish mi baila, and it's a choivu for the eved that he should become a ben chor. And we don't accept his opinion. You're right. It's a choivu leisha. Why? Shechuri avonim, we assume that it's a schus. So we would say Zachal the Adam Shalev in front of. Then the rest of the Mishnah we don't understand. Ben Chavin Lala Adam Elav Fanav Shem Yirtza Shalal Lozan Esavdo. If the Adam decides he doesn't want to give any food, doesn't want to spend any money to buy food for the Evet Knaini, Shalal Lozan Esavdo Rashoi, he doesn't have to spend money on the Evet. So being an Eved is a chayva, and being freed is a schus. Odin can make the Eved work his head off, and he won't give him any food to eat. However, shalol lozen is ish, the ainu rashi said, therefore to divorce your wife is considered a chayva, but divorce the Eved is always considered a schus. That's the shita's chacham. That's what the chachamim argue with her. Amalahem, so her Mary respond, no, but harei apostol is avdim in atruma. Yishem shu poisel is ishtoi. Why don't you say it's a chayva for the Eved? Because if he's an Eved shal koyin, he can go to the farm and get truma. They'll give him truma. You're right, the Odin is not mechayv to give him truma. But if he's an Eved shal koyin, he can go to the farmers when the farmers are giving out the truma to the Kohanim. And they know him. He's an Eved shal koyin. So now he's going to be meshuchar, so it's going to be a chayva. Amrulai, so the chum desuim, neshu kinyonai. How does that answer the Taina of Rav Meir? That's a question. How does that answer the Taina of Rav Meir? So we'll have to take a look, and we'll have to see the Gemara. And there's a Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos here that's famous. So let's see. The Gemara has a discussion here. What happened over here? The person says, Ten Gedzer Liishti, I want you to serve as a Shlech Lohelochem, to deliver the get to my wife. And ten shtashichur is aliyah. I want you to serve as a shlech la'alocha to give the shtashichur to my Eved Kenaini. So the Chachamim say, b'shechuri avodim, even though you didn't ask him, you didn't recommend him, he should be zeicher for the Eved. He decided that the shlech, you asked him to serve as a shlech la'alocha to deliver the shtashichur to the Eved Kenaini. And he decides to be a good Samaritan, and to be grabbed the shtar shichur on behalf of the Eved Kenaini, he should be meshuchar now. The Odin said, deliver the shtar shichur to my Eved Kenaini, he'll become meshuchar when you deliver it to him. And the Chachamim say, b'shechuri avadim, it's a schus, so when the shliach la'ilocha says, I'm going to take it on behalf of the Eved, and the Eved is Yotze L'Cheres. Based on Zoch and the Odom, Shlavi 1. But the Odom never told him, be Zoch. The Odom said, deliver this Tashikha to the Eved, you'll be the Shlich Ha'alocha. So the Gemara says, isn't this a Chiddush? Yasser Avun Rav Yitzchak V'Yosef Kamei de Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya was the Rebbe, and they were Talmidim. Yasser Rav Yirmiya Kamei Namnim. He was dozing off. The Rebbe was dozing off. Yasser Avunah, so the two Talmidim were carrying on this conversation. So he said, don't you see from the Mishnah Kamei, Shema min amid Rabbonim, you see from the Shitas Chachamim who disagree with Rav Meir, that you do apply Zoch and Liodim Shlei B'Fonarov to Shtashich Rebbe K'naini. The Odon said, I want you to be a Shlech La'alocha to live with the get to the Eved K'naini. So if and when he gets the get, he'll be Meshuchar. So I take the get, I'm the Shlech La'alocha. I take and I say, I'm taking it now for the Eved K'naini. He's going to become Meshuchar now. So the Odon cannot back out. So the Gemara says, wow, Shema min amid the Rabbanan from the Shita of the Chachamim would disagree with her mayor. You see that Zoch and Odom Shlech La'alocha even applies in the following case. Atayfiz Balchad Kona. Means like this. I want to give a matana to someone who's not here. As I give you the matana, pick up the watch, be kind of it. I want you to give it. Here I didn't give it to you and say, be kind of him. I said, I want you to serve as a shlich la'ilocha to deliver the shtashichra to the Ebekneini. You take and you say, I'm taking it now for the Ebekneini this minute. So that's called taifes. Your taifis on behalf of the Eved, I didn't authorize you to. So maybe the only time you say Zoch and the Odom Shlei B'Fonav is if there's Das Acheres Makna, I give you the Matana to be kind of for the other person. There's a famous Machloikis of Rishonim where the Schi Mitam Shluchas, Schi Olam Mitam Shluchas. So the Bali Rashi and Taisus are of the opinion Schi mitam shlichus. And the Chachmi Svarad holds Schi la mitam shlichus. What's the difference? The difference is whether Schi lekotn works melatora midirabon. That's the lotion that they use. We mentioned that's a Gemara in Zeoneshech. The Gemara says, if I want to give a gift to a Nochri, and I give you the matana, you should be zecher for the Nochri. Or you're a Nochri. I give you a matana, you should be zecher for Yisrael. So the Gemara says, just like there's no shlichus le-nochri, a nochri cannot be a shlich for Yisrael, Yisrael cannot be a shlich for a nochri, so too there's no schia for a nochri, ain't schia le-nochri. So the Gemara says, really, the only time you say zoch nadam shlei b'fanav is when it's possible to be a shliach. But by a nochri there's no shlichus, so you can't, the din of schia doesn't apply. So what about a cotton? There's no shlichus le-cotton either. But still, there is zechi on behalf of a cotton, some machlokes hatanoim and a mishnah baba basra. One tana is of the opinion that only zoch and the god will be zoch and the cotton. You can only be zech on behalf of one is after bar mitzvah, one is before bar mitzvah. You can't be zech because zechi is a form of shlichus. But just like there's no shliach for a cotton, ain't shlichus for a cotton, so there's no zechi for a cotton either. So we don't accept that opinion. There are three opinions in the mishnah. There are two Tanoim and there are two versions of what the two Tanoim said. So there are two Tanoim and three Shitas. So there's one Shita, there's only Schia le Godel vein Schia le Kotten. There's no Schia on behalf of the Kotten because Schia is a form of Shlichas and there's no Shlichas for a Kotten. The other opinion is no. Schia only Zoch and the Kotten vein Zoch and the Godel, the opposite. There's only Schia on behalf of the Kotten, there's no Schia on behalf of the Godel. So the Rashbam explains on the Mishnah that Zoch and Adam Shlei B'Fonav is only a Takonim of the Rabbanon. There is no such din merat. There's no pasuk in Chumash. It's only a takana of the Rabbanon. So they only made a takana on behalf of Ketanim. There's no need to make a takana on behalf of Gedolim. Let the person who's after bar mitzvah, let him come. I want to give him a gift and he's not here. So I'll wait till tomorrow when he shows up. If he doesn't show up, he won't get the gift. But a cotton is a cotton. So they had to make a takana is chil a cotton. That's it. So the Gemara says, we don't pass like we pass like the third opinion. Zochan bein legodl bein lekotten. There is a din of schia, whether on behalf of a cotton or on behalf of a godl. But the Gemara raises the question, why is there schia lekotten? Since there's no shlichus lekotten, just like no shlichus laakum, so there's no schia laakum. So there shouldn't be any schia lekotten because there's no shlichus on behalf of a cotton. So the Gemara says, the shlichus leislei, Schia mio isle. So the two girsas in the Gemara, Schia mid the Rabbana mio isle, or Schia mio isle. That's the shaila. Whether Schia mehef of a cotton works manatar mid the Rabbana. Mar said, why is it cotton different from the Akum? Because the Akum is going to be an Akum for the rest of his life. The cotton is going to become bar mitzvah. So true, right now he's not a bar hochi of having shlichas, but he's bolichlal shlichas. In another couple of years he'll become bar mitzvah. And he was, so in principle he said he is a bar shlichas right now. Right now he happens to be a kotten, but he's considered a bar shlichas. That's the shaila. What if you have, let's say, schem lehef of a shaita? So the shaita, usually often the shaita and the kotten have the same din. Chayav shaita and kotten often have the same din. So even if you hold that schil cotton works min haTorah, but the Gemara said this for a while because he's osi lechol shlichas, but the shaita is always going to be a shaita. He's not going to change. So that's why the Tosefta said no schil on behalf of a shaita, cannot be zech on behalf of a shaita. That was the pella that we said that the Beis Din at Tzfat around 5-6 years ago. They were mezakeh get on behalf of the husband who was in an automobile accident on the highway, and he was in a state of a permanent vegetative state, PVS they call it. He's never going to get out of it. He's a lot badass now. He's just living like a vegetable on a machine. So how do you say zochen lo mishlei b'fonov on behalf of a shaita? The Tosefta says you don't say zochen on behalf of a shaita. We pointed out another issue that maybe Zochen L'Adam Shlei B'Fonav doesn't apply to take the place of the Das HaBaal Ba'Get, because the Das HaBaal Ba'Get is the highest level of Das that's ever required. You need more Das to give a Get than you need to give Kiddushin. You need more Das by Kiddushin than you need for Mekach HaMemkar. And by Mekach HaMemkar, that was the Ktzois HaRechidosh. You only say Zochen L'Adam, you don't say Zochen Ne'adam. So the Chazon Ish says we don't accept that choice. He says it's a misreading of the Rashba and the Dharma. Rashba never said it. He even says Zochen Ne'odim. If I'm not here and some shogun comes and wants to pay $1,000 for my Gemara, so please sell the Gemara on my behalf and we'll say Zochen Ne'odim. The rabbis in Europe used to sell the Chometz on behalf of the Balabatim, even on behalf of the Balabatim who didn't ask the rabbis to sell the Chometz for them, based on Zochen Ne'odim Shlei B'Fanav. For fine. So you say Zochen Ne'odim Shlei B'Fanav on Das Makne, but do you say it for Das Kiddushin? Kiddushin needs a higher level of Das. Das Kiddushin on the part of the Baal. Das Kiddushin on the part of the Isha is also a Shaila. Das Kiddushin on the part of the Baal, you need more Das on the part of the Baal. Das Aget, you need more Das. So maybe like Tzoy said, what the Tzoy said, we don't accept. But when it comes to Das Kiddushin and Das Baget, whenever you need more Das, maybe you can't apply Zachon Lam Shlai Fonov over there. It's very unclear. That whole story in Tzfat was very improper. There was a problem that the girl was not observant, so she was going to probably violate the din of the synod anyway. The husband is a permanent state of vegetation. So she's probably going to have an affair with somebody. So they should have let the husband die. They should have been mekel on the ritzicha. They should have not. What are you doing him a favor by extending his life? People want to live like that. You're not allowed to do mercy killing. You're not allowed to kill someone out of rachmanis with a person. But you're not mechuyev to extend. On the other hand, you're not mechuyev to extend his life. So let him die a natural death. Why do you keep on extending his life? That's what the other rabbanim had taimus. Would have been easier to be mekel on the ritzicha shaila than to be mekel on the get shaila. Highly questionable. Anyway, so this is a shada nigmah. So what's the din? Let's say there's no schila akum. No schila akum usually means I'm going to give the matana to you. You should be kind for a nochri. I give the matana to a nochri. You should be kind for you. So there's no schila akum, just like there's no shlichas akum. What if I'm an akum? What if I'm giving you Jewish and I want to give a matana? I'm a goy. I want to give you a matana. You're Jewish and the mekaba matana is Jewish. I want to give you a matana. You should be kind for him. So that's not, that's not Zchir L'Hakum. So Tosis writes in his El Neshech, Ein Zchir L'Hakum. What has it got to do? Ein Zchir L'Hakum. A Yisrael is Zech on behalf of another Yisrael. So you see from the Tosis that they assume that Zchir is Mitam Shlichis, and And the one who's zeich on behalf of the other one is considered as if the noisan hamaton appointed him as a shliach. He said, I'm appointing you as the shliach. So what if you're teifes? I give you a shtar shechus, I hereby appoint you as a shliach la'iloche, deliver the shtar shechus to the Evakanani, he'll become a shuchar, and you take it and you grab it and you say, thank you, I'm holding it on behalf of the Evan. I never told you to hold it on behalf. I appointed you as a shliach la'iloche, not to be zeicher for him. Your teifes on behalf of the Evan. So the Gemara says, Shmamina midirabonon, do you see from the machlekes, from Meir Nachachonim and the Mishnah? And Meir says it's not a schus. You're not so convinced that it's a schus, so you don't apply zot. Nachachonim say no. By the get, we're not convinced one way or the other, so there's no schus. But with Shechri Avodim, it is a schus. So the Gemara says, but I never asked him to be zeich on behalf of the Evan. I asked him, serve as a shlich la'ilocha, to deliver the get, Shechri to the Evan. So that's what the Talmidim said in the presence of the Rebbe. The Rebbe was dozing off. The Asher Arvina Kamish Ma'amen and the Rabbani Sif and the Chacham Shit who disagree with Rameh. Atavis Bachav Kana. You see that even though the owner of the Eved didn't give it to the other person and say, Izech on behalf of the Eved. That's what the Achronin calls Shlucho Shal Bala Momen. Shlucho Shal Bala Momen. What's the din of shlucha shaladim kemaisai? A person, I own a house and I want to sell a house. Oh, you want to buy a house, so you want to pay money. So I own the house, I'm the bala mamon, I have a right to appoint a shliach. Oh, you're the bala mamon, you're going to pay some amount of money, $500,000, $250,000, $1 million, you're going to pay a fortune of money for the house. So you're the bala mamon on your money, and I'm the bala mamon on the house. So I can appoint a shliach, and you can appoint a shliach. Well, let's say someone appoints a shliach. In case anyone wants to give me a gift, I appoint you as a shliach. You should accept the gift on my behalf. I'm not the bala mamon. I'm not the bala mamon, and I'm not paying any money for it. So that's what they quote from the Yishama. There ain't no such thing as mina shlichas if you're not the bala mamon. There is no such thing. You cannot appoint a shliach. So let's say when you get married, the chosen has to agree to get married, the kala has to agree to get married. You can't be mekadosh and isha bal karcha, and the boy can't get married bal karcha. So the boy is a badam on himself to decide whether he wants to get married, and the girl is a badam on herself. So the chosen can make a shliach to give the kiddushin, and the kala can make a shliach. But by a get, the Yerushalmi asked, it doesn't make any sense that the Isha should be able to make a shlich l'kabbalas aget. The Mishnai say that yes. But the Yerushalmi asked, how can it be? She's not the balamom. The get can be given to her bal kochoi. If she's here and I give the get in her hand, she's screaming, she doesn't want it. The get is chal bal kochoi and the shtashir every kanani can be chal bal kochoi. So how can the Isha appoint a shlich l'kabbalas aget? She's not the balamom. The husband is giving up his rights on his wife, and she's not giving anything in exchange. The get can be given by kor. How can she appoint a shliach? So the Gemara said that's an exception to the rule. That's the one and only exception to the rule, because the pasuk says v'shilcha mibeso. So the Tanoim darshan on the pasuk v'shilach v'shilcha v'shilach malam shabala is a shliach v'shilcha malam shahoisha is a shliach. So that's a gzeiros akosim. According to the way the Tanaim Darshan, that's a gzeiros akosim. It's an exception to the rule. Even though the rule should have been that you need shlucho shel bala mamon, the get the isha is an exception to the rule. So that's what in Choshen Mishpat, the Nesibis quotes this Yerushalmi, the Rishonim quote this Yerushalmi, that the shliach ha'isha for kabbalas aget is an exception to the rule. So therefore, what if I want to give a matanah to someone and I give it to you, you should be zeicher of him. So you say, Schiya mitam shlichas. That was the machlokes, whether Schiya mitam shlichas or Schiya la mitam shlichas. So Schiya mitam shlichas would mean that Schiya on behalf of a katman is only with the rabbanon, because a katman can't have a shlich. So then you say, Zochan la shlifon on behalf of a katman is only a takon of the rabbanon. If you had Schiya la mitam shlichas, then Schiya on behalf of a katman would be menatar. That's the machlokes of Rishonim. There are two girsas in the Gemara in Zal Neshech. Nehi by kot nehi the shlichus leisla schia miu isle as chema the rabbanim miu isle. But you have that one word, schema the rabbanim miu isle or not. So if you say schia mitam shlichus, what do you mean? The man who says on behalf of the other person is a shlich on the other person. You can't make a shlich to be mekabel matonis. You're not the bala moment. So that's what Tosfos writes in his El Neshech. No, when I give you the matana to be zech on behalf of the other guy, I made you the shlich. I'm the bala moment. I made you the shlich. How can I make you a shlich for someone else? The Tevosim, he says, zech on the other, v'shlech v'von. So I'm the bala moment. I appoint you as a shlich. But if I didn't appoint you, I give you a shtar shichur, I say, I appoint you as a shlich, la'ilochas a shtar shichur. Give this, get to this Eved Kanani, it'll become a shichur. You say, thank you, I'm grabbing the get for the Eved Kanani now. I'm not going to have to deliver it to him. So that's what the Gemara says. He say, teifes lebal chayiv, kona? I'm doing a teiva for the other person. I owe money to a lot of people, and I'm gambling away all of my money. I'm in Las Vegas, I'm gambling away all the money. And some of the people know I owe a fortune of money to others, so I'm wearing expensive jewelry and stuff. So one of them is going to say, you're gambling all the money, you're going to lose, how are you going to pay up all the Baal Chaybis? I say, I don't care. So I won't have any money to pay the Baal Chaybis. So you come to me, you grab, I have a watch, I have whatever, I have all kinds of expensive stuff. Your teifes on behalf of the balechayvus. Yeah, you're going to say zoch ne'el neshleiv v'fonim, but your teifes on your own. Who made you a shliach? If he says zchiyim itam shlichus, the way the balechayvus, Rashi and Tezo, zchiyim itam shlichus, so who made you the shliach? The Torah makes you the shliach. Or you say, no, you're shluchus shel bala momen. So that's what the Gemara says. Can you infer from here that the fellow, the chachamer der ameh say, the Adon appointed you as a shlich lahilochas hashtar gerishin shtar shichur to be mishach of the Eved, but you grabbed the shtar shich on behalf of the Eved. The Adon never authorized you to do that, but you see that you can do it. So you see that you apply zoch and eat him in a case when he's typhus lebal chayiv. Kona. Then the Gemara raised the question, wait a minute, but it says v'cham mokin shalchav lacherim. You say that your Tavis Bachayv is good. The Torah makes you the Shliach. You don't need that I should make you. The Torah says, I have to make you the Shliach. So if I'm a Goy, and I give it to a Jew to become another Jew, Torah says, Ein Shlichus La'akum. So, Schim Itam Shlichus, the Noisen Hamatana is Memana you as a Shliach. So the Gemara is saying, not like Torah. So far, the Gemara is going to back out. And then next line. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. But Tavis Bachayv is good, even Mokam Shechav La'chayrim. It's also good. Here it's Chav Lachem. The Odin will not be able to back out. If the Odin appoints you as a Shlech Lahilochas Hashtar Shichur, then he can back out until you deliver the Shtar Shichur. Now he can't back out. You're grabbing the Shtar Shichur on behalf of the Odin. Now you prevent the Odin from backing out. You say, Teufis, Zochan Lahan Vishleib Vifanav, even when it's Mokm Shachav Lacherim? So he says, yes, that's what you see from the Mishnah. In? Yes. Yes, that's what you see from this Mishnah. That Zochen applies even though he's Teufes. The one who owns the Eved now didn't authorize the other guy to be Zeicher the Shtar Shichur on behalf of the Eved. He wanted to appoint him as a Shlech Lahilocha. And by your acting, by your functioning as a Zochen, you prevent the Odin from backing out. They see Chav Lachrin is also good. Says, yeah, that's what you see for the Mishnah. The Gemara continues, Adhoch Yisabur Rabbi Yirmiyahu. The Rebbe was dozing up, but he woke up. He said, the whole thing is wrong. You can't be Teufis LeBaal Chayv. You can't grab on behalf of the Baal Chayv. Amalahu, Dar Diki, Kindalach. There were young children, he says. Are you making fun of them? I don't know. Maybe they were young children, and maybe they were older, but he says, Kindalach. With a little more age, you'll be more mature and learning. Aye, what's with the Mishnah? Tell me, Mishnah saying no. No, kalam tenu kaim bezuchut tani. When he says tenu shtachayv zeh le'avdi, he means either be zeicha now. That's included in what he said. I appoint you as a shlich la'ilocha, or if you want to be teifus, if you want to take it now, I appoint you as the shliach to be kaina nishtashich on his bia. Tank is chidam, but if you don't have zechei, you can't be typhus lebalchayv. Typhus lebalchayv. Okay, another tomorrow we will try to continue.